to do whatever we want, as long as we have the Prime Minister's warrant. At least that's what they think. They just don't appreciate how necessary our services are in today's world. Holly cut in. Especially when we shoot people for them. You know my attitude on that, Ferguson said. Getting back to Murphy and Son, why not get the FBI to handle them? We are in New York, after all. I'd rather not bother our American cousins. This comes from Northern Ireland, and that's our patch, part of the UK. I've always thought that was part of the problem, Dillon said with a certain irony. But never mind. What do you want us to do? Find out who ordered the bloody weapons in the first place, and I don't want to hear any crap about some Irish-American with a romantic notion about the gallant struggle for Irish freedom.
Lean on them hard? Holly asked.
Daniel, they're out to make a buck selling weapons that kill people. He was impatient now. I couldn't care less what happens to them.
Wonderful, Dillon told him. You've appointed us to be public executioners.
It's a bit late in the day to complain about that, Ferguson told him, for both of you. What do they say in the IRA? Once in, never out?
Funny, Holly said. We thought that was your motto. But never mind. We'll probably do your dirty work for you again. We usually do. How do you want them? Alive or dead?
We're at war, Daniel. Remember the four bastards who raped your young cousin to death in Belfast? They were all members of a terrorist organization. You shot them dead yourself. Are you telling me you regret what you did?
Not for a moment. That's the trouble. Dillon said, Leave him alone, Charles. He'll do what has to be done. Have you seen the president yet?
No, I'm sitting here in the Hay Adams with Harry Miller, looking out over the terrace at the White House, waiting for the limousine to deliver us to the Oval Office. We've prepared to brief him on the security for his visit to London on Friday. All 24 hours of it. As far as I can tell, we've got everything locked down, including his visit to Parliament and the luncheon reception on the terrace.
Westminster Bridge to the left, the embankment on the far side, Dillon said.
Yes, you've got experience with the terrace, haven't you? Ferguson said. Anyway, the Gulf Stream is standing by, ready and waiting. So the moment I'm free, it's off to New York for this UN reception at the pier. I want you two there, too.
Any particular reason?
I've got someone new joining the team from the Intelligence Corps.
Really? Holly asked. What have we got?
Captain Sarah Gideon, a brilliant linguist, speaks fluent Pashto, Arabic, and Iranian. Just what we've been needing.
Is that all? Holly joked.
Ah, I was forgetting Hebrew.
Dillon said. You haven't gone and recruited an Israeli, have you?
That would be illegal, Dillon. No, she's a Londoner. There have been Gideons around since the 17th century. I'm sure you've heard of the Gideon Bank. She inherited it. While she pursues her military agenda, her grandfather sits in for her as chairman of the board.
You mean she's one of those Gideons? Dillon said. So why isn't she married to some obliging millionaire? And what the hell is she doing in the army?
Because at 19 she was at college in Jerusalem brushing up on her Hebrew before going up to Oxford, when her parents visited her and were killed in a Hamas bus bombing.
Uh-huh, Holly said. So she chose Sandhurst instead of Oxford.
Correct. And in the last 9 years has served with the Intelligence Corps in Belfast, Bosnia, Kosovo, Iraq, and 2 tours in Afghanistan.
Jesus, what in the hell is she after? Dillon said. Is she seeking revenge? Is she a war junkie? What?
Roper's just posted her full history, so you can read it for yourself.
I wouldn't miss it for anything, Dillon said.
Yes, I'm sure you'll find it instructive, particularly the account of the nasty ambush near Abu San, where she took a bullet in the right thigh, which left her with a permanent limp.
All right, General, I surrender, Dillon said. I'll keep my big gob shut. I can't wait to meet her in person. What do we do with her until you get to the pier? Holly asked.
Keep her happy. She was booking in at the plaza after a flight from Arizona. There's some secret base out there that the